For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Talking to reporters in the Rose Garden following an unsuccessful meeting with top Democrats, President Donald Trump said he could declare a national emergency to get the $5.6 billion he wants for a border wall. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal tells CNN there's no basis for that.
There is no evidence either of a national emergency based on terrorist threat or drug importation that would justify that kind of claim.
Asked by reporters about federal workers who aren't being paid, President Trump had this to say.
This really does have a higher purpose than next week's pay. And the people that won't get next week's pay or the following week's pay, I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going. This is far more important.
The American Federation of Government Employees, the largest federal employee union with more than 700,000 members, has sued the government over the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
With President Donald Trump saying he's prepared for a partial government shutdown that lasts months or even years, and that he may declare a national emergency at the border to get the money he wants for a wall, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Nielsen was asked how many potential terrorists are intercepted as they attempt to enter the U.S. illegally.
CBP has stopped over 3,000 what we call special interest aliens trying to come into the country on the southern border. Those are aliens who the intel community has identified are of concern. They either have travel patterns that are identified as terrorist travel patterns, or they have known or suspected ties to terrorism.
President Trump has deployed U.S. military personnel to Gabon in response to possible violent demonstrations in the Democratic Republic of Congo following a disputed presidential election there. In a letter to congressional leaders, Trump said the first of about 80 military personnel arrived Wednesday. He said they will remain in the region until the security situation becomes such that their presence is no longer needed to protect U.S. citizens and diplomatic facilities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Democrat in Congress has an idea on how to pay for a climate change plan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sat down with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes for an upcoming interview that's set to air Sunday. A portion of that interview was released where Cortez was asked how much she would raise taxes to pay for her Green New Deal.
Once you get to like the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
Democrats on Friday revealed their first piece of legislation that's designed to create reforms in issues like campaign finance and ethics. Here, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi talks about how H.R. 1 will bring some confidence back to government.
We put power back into the hands of the people. What's really important about this, because in our For the People agenda, we talked about lowering health care costs by lowering prescription drug prices and protecting people with pre-existing conditions. We talked about lowering health care costs, increasing paychecks by building the green infrastructure of America from sea to shining sea. And we gave people confidence that this could happen in a way that was in the people's interest, not the special interest, because of H.R. 1.
The bill would immediately restore voting rights to convicted felons nationwide and would mandate automatic voter registration nationwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.